Hi, John?
Yes.
Hi, John. My name's Jesse. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. John, I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. It looks like Maria just sent me over your file to go over the product details as well as the pricing. Now, I was just kind of taking a look at your online presence. It seems like you guys have a pretty decent online presence as of right now. Google Business Profile, some reviews, you have a website. Did you do all this yourself, or did you have somebody do it for you?
Well, we had a guy build our web originally when we first started back almost 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then we signed on with House.
House
of the CRM. And they went and revamped that. I don't like it as much as I did my original one, but it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So they redid your website?
Yeah, just to, change the search tool and, put a new cover page on it, those type of things.
So is that all you're doing as far as any type of Google marketing?
We're just Google guaranteed. That's all.
Oh,
We don't do any Google ads or anything.
I mean, I like Google guaranteed. How do you like it?
It's been super effective for us for what little bit it costs. I mean, it gives people, it's kind of like the new age Better Business Bureau, if you will. The way they screen everyone that they, that before you can be guaranteed, they have to verify a lot about you, that you are, these are legitimate reviews. This is your work. You're not felons.
Yeah. I mean, I sell a lot of Google guaranteed, and I mean, I can tell you, John, there's sometimes I get into an hour conversation with somebody, and at the end of it, they're like, oh, yeah, I have 2 felonies. I'm like, oh, man.
not going to work here.
it's not.
we're not going to promote you going in their house.
and these are, good people. I mean, it's just, some people have a past, but it doesn't work for Google guaranteed.
I'm not knocking them. It just said, they asked, that was one of the qualifying questions was, anyone representing your company, probably.
Yeah.
But if they do, they can't guarantee.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's because they're offering an insurance policy. So, that $2,000 insurance policy is, generally what makes people choose people from Google guaranteed, because your work is actually guaranteed. But, I mean, I'm really, I would have talked to you about Google guaranteed if you didn't already have it. There are other things that we can do for you, though, that will just complement the Google guaranteed that you already have. Now, Maria did mention that you're spending $600 for something, for SEO.
Well, the guy was telling me that, so we talked to Google back, actually to Google. They fetched out the up and was telling us that because, and I was telling Maria, we've been out in the field just getting it, So as far as marketing and all that, we have had Angie's, if you are familiar with them, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
A lot of, digging through, picking, excuse my friends, for picking pepper out of fly shit. But we were effective with it. I mean, we're family owned and operated, and we're an upscale renovator. We're not handyman. We don't want nobody calling us for handyman work.
Right.
So, the optimizations we're looking for is custom, luxury, upscale. So that people understand that we're not using cardboard cabinets and things like that. We're a custom builder. We want to take something that people want a wow factor, you know, and are willing to pay a, you know, a quality price. We have good price for people to wow. I hear a lot. We thought you were going to be more expensive than that. We don't have a lot of overhead, so we don't have to have, you know, a huge, margin as, you know, some of the, our competitors do that want to be in River Oaks on, you know, the 12th floor of a high rise.
Yeah.
But that being said, I just want anyone to understand in this, what this guy was doing was he was going to revamp my, website.
Okay.
He's going to go in and there's some discrepancies according to him from Google that he was digging into for their trust factor, he was saying. And that was some things about, like, we changed the mainline phone number. And from the original number to the new number as our contact number. Because no one's ever in the office, right?
Right.
So we moved everything to my phone. So this is the phone number that always shows up, and I answer the sales calls as well as the, you know, marketing calls. Everything comes through. But he said that needed to be cleaned up. That's one of the things in order for you to climb the ladder, right, that you have to, the more they trust your information, they can validate it, the more trusted you are. More reviews you have, you know, all of that. He was going through it, going to help us set up a campaign to send to our clients. Because a lot of times you leave, people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to give you a review. And it's out of sight, out of mind, never gets done.
Yeah.
We will not put no, I've had companies say, well, I could put 25 reviews on your website, and I'll hang up on them.
Because
I'm not
really.
Oh, they're out there all the time. Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
The ways you could get reviews, and I'm like, only way I want a review is if that's what my customers said. Good. Bad,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely. Mhm. Yeah, I mean, we don't do that.
I don't know much about the SEOs. What we're trying to do is find someone to brand our business, because we shoot videos.
Okay.
We, we have a Facebook page for the company. We're on, Instagram. We just do the things that keep us relevant, but at the same time, we're starting to live off of word of mouth. Everybody's starting to call us, hey, my neighbor referred.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and word of mouth is always going to be the most effective, right? But, I mean, you know, it's just like you're saying, it's that brand awareness, getting your company out there. I mean, you have a lot to work with, absolutely, as far as your online presence goes. And if that guy was quoting you $600, I could definitely give you a much better price. And, you know, essentially, the type of SEO that it sounds like he's doing is just kind of like old school SEO. So we have partnership through Google, which is going to get you results much quicker. We actually have access to Google's algorithm. So we're able to get you, results, on that first page a lot faster. I mean, the kind of thing that he's talking about could take like 6 months before you're actually seeing anything.
That's what he told me too. Exactly that.
Yeah. And so, but what we do, we can get you up there within about 30 to 45 days, and charge you less. I mean, you know, if he was quoting you $600, I mean, I could do a package for you, John, that includes it includes Google ads. We can do, the local SEO, we clean up your content, make sure everything is accurate and correct. I can include a fully 5-page customized website if you'd like. You could do more pages than that if you want, but, you know, just 5 pages to start. And then we do Bing's first page, mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. It does include a fully customized tracking and reporting system. You know, and I can do all of that for $4.99. If you wanted to add Facebook ads to that, I can do that just for an extra $100. So it would be the same price, but you would actually be getting, you know, way better results working with a company that's been in business for 19 years with direct Google partnership. So we have access to Google, and they come into our office and train us on their services, since Google's algorithm is an ever-changing, you know, entity. So, I mean, there's a lot we can do for you as far as what you're looking for and what you want. I mean, if that those if you're wanting to just spend less than either one of those, I can do just a local SEO campaign and what was that?
I'll tell you what we are looking for, okay? When we invest in this and go through this, we want to shut Angie's off.
Yeah.
But with now, what you're giving me a number, but then I assume if I've heard everybody correctly and I've talked to quite a few, then you've got to set spend targets for ads, right?
So everything that I'm saying already includes it. So with the $4.99 package, the 300 of that goes into your Google ad spend. The extra $100 for the Facebook ads goes directly into Facebook ads. So, you know, I mean, essentially our company, you know, it doesn't even make anything for the first 3 months of somebody being with us. So we really actually care about our contractors and doing quality work for them. You know, we work on a month-to-month basis. You know, so it's not just about profit for our company. You know, it's about actually keeping you for the long run. You know, so this would be a long-term solution for your company, and that's what I want. I mean, I want you to stick around and get exactly what you're looking for.
Right, but let me ask you this. Why is everyone that I've talked to telling me you have to set up, like, we just set up a Facebook account for ads, to run ads?
Well, you have a Facebook account. Don't you? Didn't you say you, I mean, I see your Facebook account. You already have one.
Yeah, but we just, so here's what I'll tell you. We hired on with the company called Carbon Box, okay?
Okay.
And they are actually,
Oh, I was just saying, okay, yeah, I was just listening, sorry.
But what they're doing is they run the ads on Facebook that pop up, and you know what I mean? That basically, I wasn't really that fond of it, and it's not a, the difference between them is we have a guarantee with them that if they don't perform with these ads and get us in the number of doors that they say they will by pre-qualifying, booking them on the calendar, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll basically refund us our money.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I get a little wary of, like, you know, guarantees like that. Well, especially like that because, I mean, we have nothing to do with your customers, right? So, I mean, all of your customers are going directly to you. And, I mean, you sound like a really personable guy. I'm sure once you can get on the phone with that person, you have no problem, you know, closing them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 35 years.
You know, but not every single business owner is as personable as you are. So, it makes it, you know, like we have no control over what goes on between you and the potential person that you're talking to, which is really better for you, because then we're not keeping track and then, you know, taking some off of how much you're making from that person or, you know, whatever it may be that like Angie's does. You know, when they have control of the customer, then they have control of how much you get from that lead. You know, does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm listening wholeheartedly because it's the first time I've heard this approach. It sounds very good and enticing to me. I just need to know why, you know, to justify my mind. Would y'all be running ads that we, like videos and things like that?
We can, absolutely. So on the Facebook ads, if you have videos, you can send them in and we can run them on your Facebook ads. We don't create the content of the videos. You know, of course, most people want their own stuff on there anyway, and not just, you know, like stock stuff, you know, so it's more authentic.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah.
So I am, like I was telling Maria, I retired in 2012.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
My niece and nephew, her husband, have been in doing the land excavation, and he built his house. And so he's knowledgeable about the construction field, but they knew nothing about the sales side, the marketing.
Yeah.
None of us, because I'm an old school guy. I never advertised nothing. People called me all the time and still do.
Yeah.
But that being said, I'm fixing to pull up to a client's house, but I would love to, every Tuesday we have a meeting.
Okay.
Okay. I would love to have my son Justin and my niece Samantha to hear this, and because they understand it way more than I do.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It sounds like something that is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I work here. I believe in the power of Google, you know, 100%.
And we do too, and if this Carbon Box company is only focused on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, so that was my bucket. See, I just felt like you were basically your brand and all that. You're running ads to get in the door, but you're not really branding the company because, and I told her, the goal is in 5 years to sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm going to be retiring, and they don't want to do this without me, you know, but
okay.
This, we're building a quality business that our processes, because we're A to Z, we design it, we do the architectural drawings, we get the stamp plans, they don't have to hire an engineer, a designer, you know, all the things that goes into preparing for what you really want and being able to bring it to life in a portrait, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all being said, nobody's going to go to Facebook to buy a business. The first thing they're going to do, if they're interested in buying a company, they're going to go through AI and Google, and you know, Google's the most trusted source out there, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm ready to say yes. I just need to be able to, if you could send me any kind of information to my company email that I can forward with the...
Here, let me see. Is it on your website, your email?
No, it's just John@TextonHomeAdvisions.com.
Well, pretty easy. and it's John, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. I mean, would it be helpful at all if I just went ahead and called your niece and nephew or talk to them directly about it, or?
No, because what she's going to tell you is, so my son knows the most about, he knows the marketing side. He's a motivational speaker that, you know, promotes his son. He's got his own platforms and things like that. Nobody would make a decision until we were all sitting there.
Okay.
Right? And that's just the way we have it set up, is to say, hey, let's talk about it and let's research it and find out what we're, you know, who we're talking to, because we've been had twice already.
Yeah. By the Carbon box or by another,
not by private box, but by a couple of other supposedly reputable companies that would tell us, oh, you'll start seeing results, and then all of a sudden nothing's happened. But that being said, you know, we may not have given it long enough, but now we're at the point to where we're not scrambling around for leads.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
As far as opportunity to earn income, right? So, but we know that that SEO, the building of the brand, the optimization, is the future for us. So
absolutely.
Y'all are the front. Everything that you're saying is what we've been searching for, and you know, I think that you're talking to the right people, because we do need that help. And this guy is a friend of mine that he had to come talk to me, and he basically said, you know, we start cleaning it up, you know, and the way he defined it, I said, how long does it take? He said, up to 6 months, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he said it's kind of like going to the gym. You don't go to the gym one day and you come out expecting to see results. He said it's over time. But it sounds
right.
Like y'all have the inside source that he don't have. He works for a company, I want to say it's called RevLock.
Is it called Brand Rep?
It's Rev.
RevLock?
RevLock or Rev something.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't see anything for that. But that's fine. I mean, you know, I can text you over the Google Partner Directory, you know, so you can verify yourself and you can see whatever company he works for and see if it's on there. You know, and that's, it just really, that's the key, you know. I mean, John, we've been in business for 19 years this December. I mean, we do have over 10,000 clients that renew with us every month, not because they have to, but because they're getting jobs from Google. So, I mean, there's definitely, you know, a lot that stands behind us. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you know, over 800 reviews with a... with a 4.2...
Someone established and to give us honest answers and help out some country people... get their name out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I'd like to help with. I mean, I'm definitely here for that. You know, and you sound like you're in a much more understanding place. You know, I mean, the fact that you already have Google guaranteed, that you have a Google business profile, a Facebook business profile, I mean, all we at this point would be doing is optimizing and, you know, running some ads for you and increasing that visibility that you have there on Google. So anything that you do on Google at this point is just going to complement whatever you already have.
Perfect. I mean, I'm in. I was just wondering, is there anything that kind of just, you know, verbiage that says this is what we do and this is what we're going to need to do. But if it's better for you to be, you know, if you feel more, not having to say it or explain it three or four times, then the best thing for me to tell you is to call me at 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay.
And everyone will be present. We can get on a Zoom call. We can do whatever we need to do. And then we can kind of say, let's lock this down. You know?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So I already sent you over a couple of emails just Facebook and Google package, and then the Google Ads and local SEO package. So you have both of those just kind of look at, and it has the pricing in there and everything it includes. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I definitely would like to follow up and, you know, see what you think. And I mean, so if you have that information available with you, do you think that you could go over it with them sooner than that, or do you want me to just call back on Tuesday?
No, we don't. Here's the deal. We're sponsoring a golf tournament on Friday. also were having a short week in the field. And again, I'll explain to you that we are only five people deep in our office, in the company in upper management, okay? It's Samantha does all the bookkeeping, the accounts payable and receivable. Her husband runs the field. I run the sales side. And then we have a project manager, and then we have my son, who's been the one putting up, getting all of our pictures and, you know, getting the stuff organized as much as he can. But he works for us part-time, and we, you know, you can't have a part-time person controlling your brand and how people are viewing you, you know.
Okay. Okay. So,
we put in the legwork. We got the happy clients. We got the quality work out there. We have super good crews, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of finding someone who can optimize our rankings, if you will, and move us further up the ladder. But everybody that we were talking to, they have been using, not had the credentials that y'all have or the access, but they were all pretty consistent saying it's, you know, you're going to be looking 6 months.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's pretty typical, you know, for people that just don't have that partnership. And, I mean, that's really just the bottom line. It's just that partnership. Google partners are always going to have a leg ahead of anybody else that can just do SEO, because, I mean, you know, it's like, and even still, it's essentially, John, that you can do SEO through somebody. I mean, you can even do SEO yourself, you know, but it takes about 6 to 9 months to see any results. And then even once you start to get results, somebody that's partnered with Google could kick you out. So I've talked to people before that, you know, they got themselves to the first page, and then they keep on being put back to the fourth page. You know, and I'm like, well, that's because you're trying to do it yourself. You know, I mean, it's basically like, kind of like, you know, I could do my own taxes, but I'm going to get more of a return if I have a tax person do it for me. You know, and so it's about having the right professional to be able to do the marketing to actually get a return on what you're doing and know that we can consistently keep you there.
Well, that's what I want to do. I mean, you're speaking my language, so I'm going to take and print all this out, and I'm going to also forward the emails and tell everyone to be prepared on Tuesday to have looked it over the weekend and, you know, come to the table with any questions they may have so that we can expedite this process. And, you know, it's like I told them. I said, guys, look, I'm not, no genius, okay? But what I'll tell you is I've read a established top-ranked construction company in this city. I said, what's changed is the way people find you from when
right.
I was in business. I said, back then, we didn't have Google. You know, we had beepers and cell phones, and people found you through the newspapers and through the Better Business Bureau. That was the number one source was the Better Business Bureau forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're a paid advertisement company. They don't give you any good reviews. They just say if people's ever filed a complaint on you. So they're not marketing for you. So there was no way for people to feel confident about a source. And
yes,
I believe
absolutely.
That everyone out there knows that Google is the most reliable source. Now,
absolutely.
You got play people like Angie's and Home Advisor, who people think are, you know, screening all their contractors and all that. It was nothing with them like it was with Google. Just give me your money.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I just got tired of paying those fees every month to get three jobs out of it. You know, its average lead cost was costing me, you know, $1,200, but we got enough out of it at that time to do what we needed to do, and now we've allowed the general public to speak for us. So I told them, I said all that to say this. I was telling them a couple of weeks ago. I said, guys, we ought to be a friggin' gold mine for anyone
yeah.
who knows what they're doing. Because it's the little things that we don't know. We're doing mm-hmm. the big things. We're being visible. We're posting content on our platforms, you know, to our Instagram page. Every time we finish up a project, we put it in there. We just filmed some videos. The reason I was saying
mm-hmm.
With my son,
mm-hmm.
just talking about, you know, and I'll share that with you on Tuesday. And you
okay.
know, I'll take this and that's how we post it. But that being said, man, I'm excited about this. I really am. I'm leaving in the morning. I won't be back till Sunday.
Okay.
But Friday, today's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Friday and coming back Sunday. Going up to watch the baseball game.
Oh, nice. Who's playing?
Are y'all in Houston?
No, we're in California.
Okay. The only thing I liked about this guy, he came to my office and sat down with us and seemed very personable. But I felt like that he does this on the side, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you got to have someone working pretty regularly.
Constantly.
To make sure that, all your mm-hmm. pages are correct.
I mean, it would take a single person more than 100 hours to do what we do in a month, you know, so it really is that having that whole account management team standing behind you is really what's going to help you out the most as well. I mean, so Monday through Friday, there's always somebody available to talk to you, but I'm always here as a resource. So, you have my email already that has my extension and phone number in it. And then I did, I don't think I'll text it to you as well right now, just so you have it as well. Our initial thing is setting you all up and getting you guys going. But then, from that point there, you have several departments that work with, Google Ads, Facebook Ads, the SEO portion, content creation. So there's several different departments that are working on that. And you have that whole team of people working for you.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. I was trying to see if I got that email.
It should have come through. It should say Jesse yeah. Corcoran.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm choosing local. Okay. All right. Was there a call sheet associated with this?
A call sheet? As in regards to?
No, I'm saying a cost.
Oh, yeah. It's in the package. It's in there. It says the pricing, $4.99 for the Google Ads. And then the other one that I sent has the $2.99 in it. It's kind of in the middle.
Price of $4.99 month to month.
Yes, correct.
And you said that is with just Google, or is it Platinum? Is that Google? This doesn't include Facebook, you said.
So the Premier Platinum package doesn't include Facebook, but you can add Facebook ads for just an extra $100. So then it would be $5.99 month to month. Or you can do the Platinum package, which would be the Facebook ads and then the SEO, the content creation, you know, the optimization, submission, all of that. So basically the difference between the two packages that I just sent you is whatever you want to spend your ads on, but you can add to the Platinum Premier package for Facebook ads if you would like.
What's the average cost of an ad?
So the ads are all, Facebook ads and Google ads are pay-per-click. So we manage your ad spend for the whole month. So with whatever one you do, we manage that. So with the Google ads, you know, tend to range from like anywhere from $5 to $30 a click, depending on the industry and area that you're in. Facebook ads tend to be about like 50 cents to about $2 a click. So they're a lot cheaper. That's, you know, we allot that for the entire month, whatever ad spend we put into that, so that your ad is continuously running.
So the ad spend is in addition to this, or it's
included? No, it's included.
Okay.
Yeah, it's included with that.
Okay. All right, I'm going to forward this all over to them, Jesse.
Okay.
And
okay.
Put me down for 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Perfect, John. Well, I really do appreciate your time. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. I hope we can work together get this up.
I'm not one of these people that's blowing smoke to you. I'm telling you, this is something that it may have been God sent, you know, for you to reach out to me today, because we don't know what we don't know, and we want to continue to operate while someone else has got our back and making
absolutely
more and more viewed. As far as reputation, as far as, being able to verify who we are and give them references and whatever people need. That's
mm-hmm.
us. We're out here doing good things, and we're not a fly-by-night contractor. You know, what we end up getting with Angie's is you got a lot of scumbags out there, man, that are just, you know, doing shoddy work. And so if the general public has a legitimate reason for being skeptical in this industry. And
mm-hmm.
I don't like to even pick the jobs that, you know, that want to compare a handyman to a contractor. I don't even want to talk
about
that.
Yeah.
What I want to do is have you to make us present as a custom renovation company. And it says everywhere on, or a high end luxury renovation company. We don't
100%.
We're not dealing with formica and particle board cabinets. We're all custom built, you know, quartz, marble, granite type guys, you know, that's what we do, and that we don't want to get dip into that rent house type market.
Yeah, so that's, and John, and that's exactly what we can do for you, customize your keyword phrases to make sure that you're being populated for only those services. So if somebody searches for handyman, you're not going to be popping up. If somebody searches for custom home remodeler, then you would be popping up. So that's, you know, really the difference in that. I get it. You know, it's not only that the people are skeptical, but, you know, a lot of the contractors themselves have a very difficult time paying for leads that sometimes they're not even talking to a person, right? You know, and if you think about it, really, you know, if some people are going to Google anyways to search for your services, but if they're going through Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, Map Section to get to the bottom where it'll say Angie's and then have like the top 25 home remodelers, and then within that, they're finding you and, you know, calling you, or you're having a lead sent to multiple people. Those people are typically only looking for the best price. So, I mean, I know you said you do well on pricing, that you're very reasonable, but, I mean, it's probably not the type of people that you continuously want to get once you start to really dig deep into that custom work.
My consultation is made clear to the homeowner. You know, first we verify that all parties going to be present, the decision maker, and I let them know up front. This consultation is basically an interview by both parties. We're going to see if we're all mm-hmm. a fit together. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's going to include budget. That's going to include what you're looking for, your time frames, the quality of the services, because I'm not going to go in and use a product and give you a quality install when you're selling the house. You know, I don't want to, if you're flipping it, then you need to call a handyman. Because you're not going to spend no money. It's not going to be your home.
Right. I mean, it's unfortunately, some people, though, just don't care as much about quality. You know, I mean, I personally care about quality. I've always cared about quality. I'd much rather have somebody quality in my home. You know, but some people just, you know, they really just need something fixed quickly, and that's when you get those handyman people. You know, like, I need my sink fixed, you know? And, I mean, that's really where you're going to get those people price shopping for, you know, jobs you're not even doing. So, I mean, yeah, that's where it's placing your...
Kind of like taste of clothes or cars or anything. I drive a Land Rover, right?
Yeah.
And
it's a nice car.
It's nothing more than a glorified Toyota.
Yeah.
Right?
I actually have a Honda. But, you know, it's kind of like a low end of that.
nothing wrong with them as long as it gets you from point A to point B at all. And that's what I say, you know, we the one thing about Angie's is, you know, they don't really screen enough and they don't explain enough and put your company in the status of who you really are, what you're looking for. So I feel bad. I get leads all the time and they'll say, well, you know, the lady told me, hey, I got raccoons in my attic. I need to have my eaves. There's a hole. I need it patched up. I need someone to get them out. I'm sorry, but I don't do that kind of work. You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it seems like you offend them. Oh, he's too good for me. You know what I mean? I don't want that. I don't mean it like that. I just mean that we, you know, our vendors, I don't buy from Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
flooring decor is even more of a lower end than what we use.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that being said, it's just what your niche is, and you know, we want to be known for. Yeah, if you hire us, you're going to spend some money, but you're going to get every dollar you pay for, and it's going to be a wow factor. And as they say in our reviews, you know, the thing that you can go back and look at that's. We've only got like 24, 25 reviews because we've only been in business for a couple of years and we probably neglected 35% of our clients that we could go back and get reviews from just by not following up asking for that review. But I'm not going to beg them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We send them out appreciation emails and we do mention in there. Hey, click below to leave us a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them, notice, don't even get read. People don't even read their emails.
Yeah, because I mean, we can help with that review generation just by sending out quick links, stuff like that, you know, that you can send to your clients to leave reviews, but then also adding it to the website. For them to leave it quickly, you know, we would never add fake reviews. I think that's outrageous. Somebody would even suggest that to you, but, you know, definitely at least we can have quick links for your clients if you'd want to be able to just quickly leave a review.
Man, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. I just pulled up here. Let me,
okay.
Get this. Thank you, Kevin. I look forward to talking to you on Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday at 11, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, perfect, John. I appreciate your time.
Have a great
you too.
Weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.